South Korean cultural exports are on a roll, raking in top awards in recent years for movies, TV dramas, and music. The country has submitted its official candidate for Best International Feature Film at the Academy Awards this year. A darkly humorous combination murder mystery and romance. NPR's Anthony Kuhn spoke to the film's acclaimed director and lead actor.
Decision to Leave starts out with common murder mystery ingredients. A rock climber falls to his death. His widow seems unbothered by it. A detective on the case falls for the widow. The beguiling widow, Sore, is played by Chinese actress Tang Wei. Lead actor Park Hae-il plays the skilled sleuth and dutiful husband, Hae-jun.
I see more of it as two different people trying to fill the vast emptiness they have and trying to express love while they're trying to lean on each other to be able to be whole again.
The detective becomes obsessed with his suspect, and it begins to erode his composure and professional judgment. Director Park Chan-wook explains how he melded the movie's twin themes into one.
And unraveling that mystery is the perfect way to phrase the love story of this film.
Only when the mystery is finally solved is the lover's fate revealed. Seoul-based film critic Park So-hee says that director Park is depicting a romance that is on one level doomed to fail, but on another, epic and eternal.
The only way the two people can meet is for Seore to become the subject of Hae-jun's investigation. You can criticize Seore's actions, but inside the world of Park Chan-wook's film, you also see them as desperate expressions of passionate love.
The love affair is seen through director Park's noir-tinted lens and sometimes creepy perspective. We see through the eyes of a dead man as ants climb on his face. There are surreal touches, such as the detective imagining he's right next to his suspect, even though he's watching her from his car with binoculars. The film has a vintage look, and Park said he would have preferred to have the pair exchange letters written on parchment. But instead, they text each other on smartphones.
It's not just about reflecting the life of a modern person, but it also became an important artistic device within the film. And what is more important here is that you don't lose the romanticism in the use of these technologies.
In a rain-swept wooden temple, for example, we hear the detective's voice memos recorded as he surveilled his suspect, as if his voice is in our heads. We watch in real time as the characters' text messages pop up on each other's screens, and they all feel intimate. As the story progresses, the twists and turns get wilder. At first, Widow Sore keeps us guessing. Is she the victim or culprit? But her alibi starts to crumble, and we see how she manipulates the evidence, and with it her love-struck gumshoe, and the viewer's understanding of the truth. In one scene, Sore tells the detective how she longs for him to watch, follow, and interrogate her.
Commendable men like you won't marry me. For such a man to speak to me, something on the scale of murder has to happen.
Decision to Leave is a departure from Park's previous hit films, including Old Boy and Lady Vengeance, which have gotten R ratings for explicit violence and sex. Park suggests that in his new film, these themes are felt but not seen.
At the core of this film, the wild violence or the deep eroticism exists through the emotions of this film.
Kang Yu-jong is a film critic at Kangnam University just outside Seoul. She says that in Park Chan-wook's films, including Decision to Leave, we see one of the ingredients behind the phenomenal global success of Korean cinema in recent years.
Korean filmmakers are good at rendering characteristics of specific genres in their movies, but they also put effort into adding their own colors.
Park is preparing to apply his unique style to a number of genres, which reportedly include horror and science fiction flicks, and a Western. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.